Preparing Discovery for travel to the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum took more than a year. NASA Shuttle Program Transition Manager Kevin Templin says the retirement operation is only half over.
Getting an orbiter to the museum is a big undertaking, a major accomplishment, but in parallel, there's a team still working at the agency to transition all that other property and buildings and records and things, and so that's ongoing as well.
There's still plenty of work ahead for the team in charge of retiring the rest of the shuttle fleet. Enterprise, which never went into space, will be flown from the DC area to New York next week, and in September the Endeavour will fly out to California. Atlantis has the shortest trip of all, from the vehicle assembly building at Kennedy Space Center to the KSC Visitors Center. For 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Matthew Petty.